I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is telephoning several Middle East leaders ahead of an expected announcement as early as Wednesday that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The idea is winning praise from Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat, but a spokesman for the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas called the potential move against the law, and he warned it could hurt the peace process. The International Olympic Committee Executive Board meeting in Switzerland said some Russians can compete in the upcoming Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The IOC President Thomas Bach said that Russian athletes will not compete under their country's flag. However, they can compete as neutrals. The announcement came after allegations that Russian athletes took part in state-sponsored doping at the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election. Now he is also looking at the financial affairs of President Donald Trump. Media reports say Mueller is examining records of hundreds of millions of dollars in loans Deutsche Bank made to Trump's vast real estate empire. Mueller subpoenaed the records several weeks ago, according to Reuters and Bloomberg News. The bank said it complied with the request, but offered no details about its transactions with the U.S. leader. Russia's Justice Ministry on Tuesday designated 9 U.S. media outlets, including the Voice of America, as foreign agents. The ministry also listed Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and several of its affiliates after warning last month they could be affected. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law in November empowering the government to designate media outlets receiving funding from abroad as foreign agents and impose sanctions against them. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has affirmed an ironclad U.S. commitment to NATO. He made the comments in Brussels Tuesday, where he began 2 days of talks with his NATO foreign minister counterparts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg praised Tillerson's commitment to NATO. The two leaders pledged to work together. But the NATO leader's remarks came as several media outlets report the White House is considering replacing Tillerson with CIA Chief Mike Pompeo. Tillerson called those reports laughable. President Donald Trump's order restricting travel from 6 countries goes into effect Tuesday in its entirety for the first time since it was signed last January. The Supreme Court approved the order but said it still has to make its way through 2 appeals courts that have scheduled hearings later this week. The countries covered under the ban include Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. The travel order has been mired in the courts since January, during which time the Trump administration has rewritten it 3 times. Pro-immigration groups have said they will sue to stop the order because they say it is discriminatory and amounts to a ban on Muslims. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdul Salah was killed Monday in a roadside attack by Houthi rebels. This comes after he ended a 3-year alliance with them, battling the Saudi-led coalition. Recent fighting has left hundreds dead or wounded. And Human Rights Watch says security officials and Democrats